Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Carmelita McRoy. I am the CEO and founder of Speaking Truth, which hosts all my conferences as a speaker and author and coach. Today, our topic is Do I Know My Worth? And I just have to say, I hope everyone is having a blessed and happy Sunday, because it is truly a day to just give God thanks for another day, for just another year. If you didn't do everything that you said you're going to do starting in January, you know what? It's February now. You can start over. I saw something on Instagram the other day that someone was saying January was just my preview of my practice month. February, I'm getting ready to start doing what I'm doing. So don't think nothing is over with. It's trying to get started. It's time to be hyped. It's time to know that 2016 is going to be a difference in your year, that everything is going to be different, that you have prosperity coming your way, and that you are going to seek the things of God, and He is going to bless you in every area of your life. So I just want to go ahead and get started. We only do 30 minutes each Sunday on the radio for right now until I move up some more days like I did before. But I'm just super excited about this year of 2016 and the radio show, and also the sale of my books. You can always look me up on Amazon.com under Carmelita McRoy. I have a host of books there. All my books encourage people, especially women. And I just love to tell people that my books are not just so I can get them out there and make money. Of course, that's the object of, you know, part of it, because I have a family I have to support. But my number one goal is to touch other people's lives, to touch other women who may be going through some things that I have already been through and how I made it through it, of course, with the help of the Lord. But anyway, today, do I know my worth? I said that I wanted to do this because it's the beginning of the year. And as you can see in the announcement, I said too many women do not treat themselves like they know their worth. And so I want to talk today about that, because you are worthy, you are extraordinary. It doesn't matter what color you are, what size you are, your economic ground, your marital status, you are extraordinary. And too many times women, we neglect ourselves because we're always taking care of others. We're always thinking of others. That's the way God made us. That's not a problem. But when it comes to a point where we don't take care of ourselves first, then it becomes a problem. Because see, the thing is, if you're not taking care of yourself first, how can you take care of others? If you don't love yourself first, how can you love others? And a lot of times, when we don't love ourselves and we don't know our worth, we allow people to take advantage of us. We allow people to treat us any kind of way. And we think it's okay because we just have to accept it and be who we are. And that's all a lie. We don't have to do that. And that's what I want to talk about today. Number one, I just want to say that when we talk about our worth, most people go to relationships. So let's start with relationships first. There are a lot of areas where you can let people treat you any kind of way and you don't know your worth. But let's start with relationships. You know, expect men to treat you the way they've been taught, okay? Look at the background of that person. Look who their parents are. Look at the people they associate with. That's number one. You can tell right off the bat what type of guy someone is by the people that you hang around. You know, they said it, don't worry about it, but it said birds of a feather flock together. And I truly believe that, because a lot of times people don't want to be different than the group they're in, even if they are different. But if they're hanging with a certain group, they're going to act that way. You have to not allow yourself to settle. A lot of women settle with certain type of men or a man because they feel like they're not going to get anyone else, or they should be worthy to be with this person, especially if you have low self-esteem about your looks or your size or weight or something, and you feel like you're with this good-looking guy. So if he treats you like crap, then you feel like, well, I should be happy to be with him. And sometimes these men will make you feel like you should be happy to be with them. Not true. Because I've heard someone say one time is, do not settle for less and watch how you'll get the best. And I believe that. Don't settle for less. Having someone in your life does not validate your worth. Sometimes as single women feel like, if I'm not married and I don't have someone, I'm not important. I'm at the bottom of the totem pole.
And that's because society makes you feel that way, that you have to have someone, you have to be in a relationship. No, you don't. You can be in a relationship with yourself and love taking care of yourself. You love to buy yourself stuff to eat. You love to take yourself out to shop. You love to take yourself out to eat. You love to buy yourself a new car. You love to buy yourself a house. You should love to do that. You love to take trips to the Caribbean Islands or to the Cancun. You know, you don't have to have a man in your life to validate you. Never think you have to. I hate to see when women date one person, break up with someone, and within a month they date with someone else. That lets me know there. You have not had time to heal from the other relationship, and you do not want to be alone, and you feel like you have to jump to the next person that comes your way. All means saying, you need to be alone or by yourself. What I'm saying is, don't jump into relationship to relationship and always think you have to have someone in your life. Sometimes God wants you to be by yourself so that he can work on you. It may not be that person wasn't good for you, but it may be some things God's trying to work on you with so that he can send you the best person. You know, so just keep that in mind. You know, just know that it's okay to be by yourself, especially if someone is mistreating you, cheating on you, abusing you, whatever. It's time to let them go. Get rid of them. They're not worthy of your time. Another thing is you will never have to chase true love or true friends. Or want to be bothered with them, or friends who say, we're really good friends, but they associate with other people who don't associate with you, so they spend a lot of their time with that person, and then when you want to ask them to do something, they don't have time for you. They have time for other people. So we do have it to where friends don't know our worth. You know that I'm a good friend to you, I'm a true friend to you, but you're not being that way to me. You need to let them go. And you know who they are. If they have been good to you, if they have been with you through thick and through thin, if they have went through hard times with you and good times and they still there, those are good friends. Same with males, which are relationships. The man who can go through some rough times with you and still be there for you through the good times is a good man. Too many times we have friends, we have our male companions that are with us when we have everything going right, but the minute things fall apart, they disappear. You don't need those type of people. You're not showing your worth. At that point, when you allow that to happen, you have low self-esteem. You don't know your worth. I'm worthy of more than this. If you only want to be around me when I have a lot of money, when I'm driving a nice car, or when I'm doing something fabulous or getting attention, then that means you're not important enough to be in my life, because you should be able to accept me at any point of my life. As you say, when we get married, for better or for worse. It's the same thing. We have to know our worth, women. Don't settle for anything. Don't allow people to treat you any type of way. As women, we settle because of what others have told us. That's why they always say, speak life into your children. Tell them who they are. Tell them the good things about them. Because a lot of people, if somebody in a family is telling you, yeah, look at you, you're a liar. You're a thief, you're fat, you're ugly. All those things that people will say to you as a child go through the years with you. I know that for a fact because I remember so well, and I told my kids this one day. It was this guy that I saw I used to go to school with, and I told my kids I never could stand him because I remember in third grade, one time he said, Carmelita, she had a pretty face, but she's fat. I will never forget that. I felt so hurt in front of all those students that he was saying, I had a pretty face, but I was fat. Was that a compliment? No. You know, but I always remember that, and I remember him. Every time I see him or I see his face when I go, you know, home to visit, I think of that, that he always said that about me, that I had a pretty face, but I was fat. And I don't know if he thought that was a compliment or what, but I remembered it. But had I taken that to heart for long, because as a child, you know, your feelings hurt, I probably would have went through life as, I'm fat, so I better settle for whoever I have to settle with, you know. And you can't do that. A lot of women who are overweight or feel like that they don't look the way the magazines and TV tell them they're supposed to look, they settle for whoever they have to settle with because they feel like they can't get anyone else. And I know this for a fact because I've done it myself, and I know for a fact because I've seen other women do it. I mean, I'm so glad I'm past that point because I'm beautiful, fabulous,
whether I'm fat, skinny, medium, thick, whatever it is, I'm fabulous and extraordinary anyway. Not to be conceited, but to know my self-worth of who I am, and I deserve the best of everything that comes my way. And so I just say that to say that we have to come to that point. I am worthy of everything that God has to give me. Don't settle yourself short, or don't look at people thinking, because, I mean, let's keep it real. By magazines and society, they put it that white women are on a pedestal, and that what they look like is what you're supposed to look like. If you don't, you're not beautiful. Some people argue with that. They say, no, we have black models now, we have this, but not as many. For years, you never saw whites on top of magazines. They've changed up a lot. Yeah, our society has come a little way, but not a whole lot. And I just have to say, because when I look at it, and my kids go to a school that's, black and white, even out, I watch the young lady, and I watch some of the black young girls. And I can tell the way they look when they see the, you know, white girls. And I see that some of them think, oh, okay, I don't have this type of hair. We can't worry about that. God made us who we are. Well, that hair is kinky, because I don't say nappy. I don't believe in nappy hair. You got kinky hair that you got to put a little something on it. You got straight hair, curly hair, whatever it is. You be beautiful whatever hair you have. It doesn't have to be silky and straight and blonde. It can be anything you want it to be, you know. And you don't have to look like someone else to feel beautiful. You know, black is beautiful. We're beautiful. I do see some, white females do have some low self-esteem as well. But usually theirs is not because of their looks. There is a small portion that do, because you have those, just like in our community, who look a certain way and make the others in that are their race feel beneath them. But not as many about the looks, you know. We have a tendency to think that we have to look like anorexia to be sexy. And no, we don't. If we're thick and voluptuous, that's just who we are, as long as we're healthy. Because sometimes we may need to lose a few pounds because we may need to be healthy. But we don't lose and starve ourselves because we're going to look like the cover of a magazine model who sometimes is really not real. Some of those models eat lettuce all the time. Don't put dress in it. That's how they have to eat. And that's fine for them, but it's not for everyone. Know your self-worth. Know who you are. Know that what you look like and how God made you, whether your nose is fat or skinny, whether your lips are little or thick, beautiful, and you're extraordinary. Never think because of how I look or my economic status or anything like that I have to settle for someone. Or just say if you don't, you're a person just work every day. Don't make a lot of money. You think you're supposed to settle for someone like that? Or if someone comes and talks to you that they have way more money than you, you're thinking like, why are they trying to talk to me? You know, like, no, I'm not going to talk to them. I can't talk. And these are things that I hear people say, and I'm like, what? So you don't think you're worthy to date someone who makes way more money than you? I mean, it's not like you're asking them for any money. If they want to date you, then they can date you. You don't have to live up to their standards. You don't have to go buy some expensive outfit that you can't afford to live. If they want to talk to you and date you, let them. You are worthy how you are. Oh, I see people who, in their careers, in their jobs, there are positions that come up, and they want to apply for them because they're thinking, like, no, that's okay. I don't have this degree or can't do this. No. Know yourself worthy enough that if you know the job and you're smart and intelligent, you may not have 2 degrees as the other person who's applying, but you may be perfect for that job. Know your worth. Know who you are. You don't have to get validated by anyone but God. And you have to remember that. And, you know, it's just a lot of things. You know, some people probably may think they listen to a radio program and thinking like, oh, that's not real, that's not real. Oh, yes, it is. It is. A lot of women don't know their worth. A lot of times women grow up in families. I'm an only child, so I've never heard the experiences. But I've had others around me experience the fact that their parents made another child feel more important than all the other kids. So growing up, you always thought you weren't worthy of certain things because the other sibling was always made to feel like they were worthy because of either whether they looked a certain kind of way or their grades or anything. I had one of my daughters, you know, when I was fussing at her about her grades one day, and then she was like, well, I'm not my sister, and I can't do that. I said, I never asked you to be your sister. What I
do ask of you is that you do your very best. And then I'm happy with you if you've done your best. But I would never ask you to be your sister because you're not her. You all think differently. You learn differently. So I'm not going to ask you to be her. I'm not going to ask you to have the grace that she has. I want you to be yourself, but I want you to be the best self that you can be. And that's the thing that we have to learn. We have to be the best self. Some people listen to teachers, even our kids. You have to know mothers. I'm talking to mothers that are on the radio program. You have to speak so well into your children that a teacher can never say anything negative to your child. Because there are teachers out here who deposit negativity into people at a young age and they take it out the rest of their life. I've known teachers who use very negative, things to say about a student. You look at them, they're just going to be in jail in a few years. They say little things and they get in their offices and stuff. I worked in the school district for 10 years, so I know. But you're speaking into that child. You don't know what that child's going to be. They may be having problems this year. Maybe because they haven't grown up or matured. But speak life into them. Because when they hear you say that, they'll be like, yep, I'm going to be a thug. Yep, I'm going to be this way. I'm going to be that way. Because they may not have nobody affirming them at home, or in the community. We have got to learn to affirm our young people at an early age because they take that stuff along the way as they grow up. And some people never can get out of it or shake their stuff out of it or are strong enough to be like, I don't care what my teacher said about me, my parents said about me, my uncles, my aunts, my friends. I know I'm all that. I know I'm worthy of everything that I'm supposed to be worthy of. So you have to know your worth at all times. If you have been to a point where you're in your life and you need to make some changes to be able to get to that point, it's time to reinvent yourself. And when I mean reinvent yourself, you can't make a whole new you. God already made you. But when I say reinvent yourself, look at yourself. What is it, some things I need to change? Maybe I need to change my hair. Maybe I need to change my dress code, the way I look, not because of other people, but because I need a change. I need to reinvent myself. I need to feel worthy, not because of the outside appearance of the clothes or the hair, but those are some things that maybe are outdated. And I've been looking like this too long, so I need to make a change. So it's okay to reinvent yourself time, to make some changes, to feel good about yourself. Also, create goals. When you are worthy and you know your worth and you know how extraordinary you are, you have goals. And you go after those goals and you know that I can accomplish those goals. And you let no one deter you from it because you know your worth. You know how extraordinary that you are. Another thing of knowing your worth is being around good friends and associates. Do not be around people who bring negativity into your life or who down you and talk about you like, well, we're going to learn how to dress. Okay, since I don't know how to dress, why don't you buy me an outfit? Since you're talking so much, I'm just keeping it real. Or somebody who says, I don't know, I like that hairdo on you. That's okay. I can deal with someone telling me, I don't like that hairdo on you. But if they say it every single time I get my hair done and my hair is a different way, now they hate me. Because my hair is not looking bad on me every single time I get it done. So just watch those people that you're around. Because sometimes those people make you feel unworthy because of the people that you associate yourself with. I take Total Life Changes products. The ISOT, which is a detox, and NutriBurst, and I do the NRG for energy. And I feel so good since I've been taking those products because I'm trying to lose some weight and I'm trying to feel good about myself, about what my weight looks like. I felt bad about my weight years ago. Now it doesn't really bother me. I don't know if it's because I'm older or what, but I'm cool with it now. I'm okay with it, but I know that I do need to get healthy. So the Total Life Changes is helping me get to that point of being healthy. So, we need to be healthy. Get to a point where you're healthy in your life and that you feel good about yourself, whether you are 200 pounds or 110 pounds, as long as you're healthy and feeling good and you're not weighted down. Because sometimes our weight makes us feel a little low, because we're tired or we don't have the energy that we need to have. And sometimes that's what we need to do in order to be at the point where we need to be in our lives. Also, treat yourself sometimes. Go take a spa day. Go get your nails done. Go get your hair done. by somebody else besides yourself so you can feel good at a beauty shop. I do it every once in a while. I mean, I was a cosmetologist by trade years ago, but I gave up my license, so I can do my own hair, nails, and everything. But from time to time, I want to be pampered. I want someone else to do it for me, and it's okay. You know, just do something for yourself. Take yourself out to eat. Don't always wait to, I don't have any money. No. Go ahead and go. Whatever little bit you have, you can buy something when you get there. You know? So just hang out with some good friends today. Some people who bring you energy, who know your self-worth, who encourage you, who say positive things about you. Go hang out with them today. Call some girlfriends up and just come over and have a glass of wine and hang out or something. You know? Have some tea. But just hang out. So that's it for me today. I hope everyone enjoyed this show. And, let me not forget either, never let your children underestimate your worth either. For those who are parents, sometimes our children can do that. They can say things that make us feel unworthy because we can't live up to what they're trying to live up to with their friends or other kids in the school. So know your worth, too, with your kids because you brought them in this world and you are doing the best you can until you do better. And you're just a parent in progress that's learning, processing everything and learning how to be a parent. So know your worth as a parent, too. Don't let no one put you down about it, especially when you know you're doing your best. You know, don't let them underestimate you. So, again, my name is Carmelita McCoy. I am the CEO and founder of Speaking Truth. As I said, I do conferences, and I will have a conference coming up April 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Comfort Inn and Lee Summit. It's called Living My Extraordinary Life Tour of 2016. That's April 2nd of 2016 at 1 p.m. at the Confidence Suite. Hope to see you guys there. Also, remember, all my books are on Amazon.com. I just have a new book that was released recently called 30 Days to a Fabulous You. I love that book. It just goes through some things of letting women know how to stay feeling fabulous, how to really know your self-worth, know what you're doing. You know, in the book, people probably get it like, why is she saying the fabulous you, but you're doing it stuff for other people? A lot of times you do need to do stuff for other people to feel fabulous and to feel great. You need to be doing for others, not always. You know, we do for others, but I'm saying doing for others that they're not making you feel bad about yourself, you know? So I just want to let you know that. I want to encourage you guys to have to know your worth, to live a life on purpose. Know your purpose, be happy, be extraordinary, and as I always say, expect it, believe it, receive it. I'll talk to you guys next Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you have a blessed, great week.